I've been involved in Central American Solidarity work since the 80s, though I've been on and off. So I would go to events, go to demonstrations, and he'd be there. And he's always had a big smile for you and greetings and demonstrations. He had a booming voice, which just took you, you know, took everyone in. And he's very charismatic. And he's there. He's always talking about human rights and Guatemala, where he's from, and then all the rest. And it continued right up until the week before he died. You know, I'd get emails from him. That seemed to be... I saw a sort of tribute after his funeral, and they had a picture of him with a laptop. And there, his latest weapon is that laptop, because he's... Every day you would get stuff. He's always interested to hear what you had to say. He'd always, you know, well, greet you warmly, listen to you, and then he was always showing his little, his pitch afterwards and stuff. It's a joy to meet him all the time. Yeah, it was, you know, and then the last time I saw him was in the hospital. I was there for myself, and he was outside with his, in pain. You can see he was in pain, and his wife was there, but he's still so high and stuff like that. He's just a wonderful guy, and it was so sad. One, I think I remember, was sort of celebrating a victory. I got emails to come to an event at McNabb Community Center, celebrate the victory of Morales winning the presidency in Bolivia, and he's there, and it was packed, and he gave such a, you know, a speech, and he's, you know, hope was the word. He is always there, you know, and, you know, the struggle continues, and hope is there, and I remember that one. And I always, another thing I remember about him is he's always the first one from CKCU to come and get my donor, because I was down the hall. Oh, hi. And he'd sell at Cafe Justicia and stuff like that. I mean, I didn't have too many outside of that context. I mean, I went once to his house with my kids and stuff, and had a good time there. He fed me well and stuff, and is always very warm.
He and his wife came in with a gentleman from Canada, and they just seemed really determined, and they were really excited about, you know, starting this program. And you could just feel the passion that Roberto had for taking to the airwaves and sharing information about what's going on in Latin America, what's going on with Latin Americans in Canada. And the sweetness of that man was incredible, and I always smiled when he came in, if only because he always had a smile when you saw him, and he was just so gentle. It was hard to believe what he had been through, the hardship he had been through in his home country, and, you know, the world's really lost an incredible presence with the death of Roberto.
What did you think of the show they did?
Again, a lot of passion, a lot of earnest devotion to their cause, if you will, and you could just tell that this was a show that came from the heart, and they were doing what they could to impart information and just speak about their lives. I mean, it was very, very sort of personal, if you will, and but at the same time really try to convey a larger picture. And I mean, one of my most vivid memories around the whole program was, I think it was around funding drive time, and I forget the gentleman's name, but it was a Canadian man, and I forget how this emerged, but he was so moved by Roberto's passion and his partner's passion that he, I think, single-handedly pledged thousands of dollars to the show, and I was just blown away by how this happened, but I guess you only have to spend a couple minutes of Roberto to understand how other people could be so moved by what he's doing.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco.
Hello again. We have been listening to some Roberto's friends, and we already listened to Stuart Ryan, Rick Harp, Mick Panesar, Jamie Nin, one of Roberto's friends and colleagues here at the station as well. And I want to take this opportunity to thank Jagjit Sharma, because she's the host of Asian Sounds, and she has gave her time slot this week, tonight, in order for us to make this tribute to Roberto. So thank you, Jagjit, and thank you to everyone here at CKCU.
My family and I will miss Roberto's kind, warm, and pleasant demeanor. Every Wednesday for the last 8 years or so, Roberto would walk into the on-air studio with a cheerful smile. There was never a panic situation nor any show of temperament. He would walk in with a smile, talk for a few minutes, and then calmly begin his show. For the past few months or even longer, he was not himself, as he had lost his mother, and then his constant nagging pain. I saw him off and on. He was in good spirits and very optimistic. He loved talking to my adult children. He loved talking to my daughter in Spanish. I will miss his cheerful smile at 6:55 p.m. every Wednesday. May God bless his soul.
Ayer se me perdió, pastando lo dejé y desapareció. Cualquier información bien la voy a pagar. Las flores que dejó no me han querido hablar. Mi unicornio azul ayer se me perdió. No sé si se me fue, no sé si se extravió, pero no tengo más que un unicornio azul. Si alguien sabe de él, le ruego información. Cien mil o un millón, yo pagaré. Mi unicornio azul se me ha perdido ayer, se fue. Con verdad, con su cuerno de añil pescaba una canción. Saberla compartir era su vocación. Mi unicornio ayer se me perdió. Y puede parecer acaso una obsesión, pero no tengo más que un unicornio azul. Y aunque tuviera dos, yo solo quiero aquel. Cualquier información la pagaré.